Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hey everyone! I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Bhumishika and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm so grateful that you are listening, subscribing and commenting. I do appreciate the support. And if you want to support me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon link. The link is in the description below. In this video, I wanted to speak to you guys about how INFJs can spend hours and hours and hours and hours and hours by themselves, obviously, because we are introverts. There are levels of introversion, obviously, as well. So some people can spend days and months by themselves, and some people can spend weeks or days by themselves, right? So there's levels of introversion as well that you have to consider. Not all INFJs have the same level of introversion. For example, some INFJ might be 50% introvert, 50% extrovert, whereas others might be 90% introvert and 10% extrovert. So even though they're both introverts, they have different levels of introversion. So you have to be careful about that as well. You can't compare two introverts and say, but that introvert I know is very, can spend the whole night dancing in a party, but you can't. And so that's, again, something that we have to be cognizant of and explain to other people. You know, we have to say, okay, yeah, I know you've known a lot of introverts, but there are different kinds of introverts as well out there, just like there are different kinds of extroverts. But the main thing I was going to say in this video is that we can literally spend hours and hours by ourselves, but also we can spend hours and hours just literally sitting there, staring off into space, contemplating, reflecting, thinking, overthinking, imagining, and things like that. I was at a music festival, you guys have probably heard this story before, a couple of days ago, and the reason I think I can deal with music festivals is because I know that I can take my introversion time even at a festival. I don't always have to be surrounded by my friends, I don't always have to be next to them dancing or spending time with them or talking to them, etc. And so I'm able to really get into my bubble, into my zone, into my introversion mode, even surrounded by hundreds of people. I think that's the reason that I'm able to do them. Otherwise, if I wasn't able to create that bubble or that safety net around me, I don't think I'd be able to do music festivals as much as I can. And my friends were saying, my introvert friends were saying to me, you know, I don't know how you do music festivals. I would kill myself if I had to be around people for 3 days straight like that. And basically what I do is I just take my time away from my extroverted friends. Because weirdly enough, all the people that go to these festivals are mainly extroverts, really. There are a few introverts, obviously, but mainly extroverts. And of course, all the friends of mine that go to these festivals that I go with are all extroverts as well. Unless they are able to, you know, kind of manipulate themselves for a little bit. Mostly, most of them are extroverts. And so I've noticed myself, what I do is I will definitely take time out for myself. And so what I did a lot during this festival, obviously I was dancing by myself a lot because most people just want to sit and chat. And I'm like, I'm not here to chat. I can chat with you after the festival. I'm going to dance. And so, you know, I was dancing by myself a lot, but also whenever I was done with it, whenever I was like, yeah, you know what? I've had enough of people right now. I was very easily able to say, okay, let's go and relax somewhere by ourselves. And nicely enough, this festival had a lot of really nice places to sit down and look at the river floating by or look at beautiful trees, just old, beautiful, gorgeous trees. And so a lot of times what I would do is I would just walk away without really doing anything or telling anyone. If I was by myself, it was fine. If I was with someone, I would just be like, I'm just going to go for a bathroom break or something like that. Most people didn't care anyways because they were doing their own thing, right? So it's perfect. It works out really well. And so I would just go and sit in one of these beautiful corners. I would drink some tea or I would just sit and stare off into space. If it was during the daytime, I'd look at the trees and the river. If it was nighttime, I'd look at the stars and just my own thoughts. And I was able to really contain myself in that introversion mode for those few moments. And then when I was ready again to get back into the real world, perhaps 2 or 3 hours later, I'd be like, all right, cool, yeah, I think I got enough of this. Now I'm going to go and spend some time with my friends. And basically, that's what I did. I just alternated between the two modes that I was in. And I was able to do it, I thought, really nicely, because as soon as I felt like I was over people, I was able to walk away because all of my extroverted friends understand me in general. And they know that when I need time, I'm going to walk away. And when I'm ready, I'll be back again. And so just having that space where my friends understood where I was coming from, having the space to go away and be by myself, having the space to say, yes, I need my time and not worry that the person's going to take it against them. All of it worked out to have a perfect combination of me spending 3 days with people, hundreds of people. I think 3,000 people showed up to this event. To this festival and being surrounded by them all the time. But because the location also was very widespread, there were stages everywhere, and it was a huge area, you didn't feel like you were surrounded by 3,000 people really. Also people came and left and people were sleeping and not sleeping, things like that. So it kind of created a really nice environment where, yeah, sometimes I'd be overwhelmed by the amount of people and the crowd of people around me dancing. But that was very rare. Very rarely did that happen because there were so many different stages and so many different things happening that there was always people doing 100,000 things and there wasn't any one space where everything was concentrated. By the way, if you are ever in Chiang Mai, I do recommend this festival. It's called JTEP. JAITHEP, JTEP. And if you're not into festivals, obviously don't mind me. But if you are, I totally do recommend it. It's such a nice festival, very conscious, very environmentally friendly, sustainable, good music, good people, good vibes. Everything was perfect. Really, really nice. But as I said, the reason I wanted to do this video is not to sell this festival or to sell the idea of festivals in general. Although, if you're an introvert, you can still do festivals is definitely my thesis for the day. But I do say that INFJs have the capacity, introverts in general have the capacity to create these safe spaces within themselves. And so they can escape the world around them, even though it might be physically impossible to do though. You know, it's sometimes physically impossible to leave a situation. Perhaps if you're with family and you're on a road trip and you're stuck in a car for 16 hours a day or something. But we can literally create these safe spaces in our heads, in our bodies, in our minds, in our imagination. And it's very easy as an introvert or even as an INFJ to escape to these safe spaces and take our time to be by ourselves. I've noticed for myself as well, sometimes my extroverted friends, even just in this festival, were like, no, don't leave, stay with us, spend time with us. And so I would be like, all right, I'm just going to lie here and I'm going to close my eyes for a bit. I'll still be here with you guys, but I'm just going to close my eyes for a bit because I'm a little bit tired. They're like, all right, cool. As long as around them, for some reason, you know, sometimes it's just like that. You just don't want your friend to leave. And so I just laid there, closed my eyes. I listened to the music that was playing in the background. I listened to the conversation that was going on. I laughed at the jokes when it was appropriate. But I was just there with them. But even though I was surrounded by people, I was able to be in my own zone, in my mind, in my space, in my physical body, by myself. And even though they were there, it felt like they were far away from me. And I was just within myself, on my own. And if someone asked me in that moment in time if I was, you know, in my introversion mode, I'd say yes, absolutely, even though there are my friends around me. And so I really wanted to share this with you, because a lot of times as an introvert, I think this is one of the main problems with being an introvert, is that not only are extroverts the majority, so there's 75% extroverts, 25% introverts in the world, but in general, wherever you go, unless it's at the library or something, mostly it's going to be extroverts that surround you. Yeah, and so a lot of them are making noise and being rowdy, you know, laughing really loudly, talking really loudly, being loud, taking up a lot of space. And all of a sudden, you're like, oh my God, I just can't be around this anymore. If that's necessary for you to take the physical space, like physical time out, then yeah, leave, you know, go do your own thing. But if it's impossible for you to do that, I do recommend that you try going into your own zone. Now, I'm not saying you completely delete everything that's going around you and say, okay, I'm ignoring everything. Maybe that's not the healthiest way of doing it, especially if you're with family or friends. But be able to say that I need to just close my eyes for a few seconds, I'm a little bit tired, or just be within yourself and know that wherever you are, you have the safe space within you to escape to. You don't need to worry about anything because you already have this safe space to go into. Even if you're surrounded by madness, even if you're surrounded by drama, even if you're surrounded by loud extroverts, you know that they can't harm you as long as you are within this safe space that you've created for yourself within yourself. It's just not possible for them to get within you because you're protecting yourself. You're protecting your energy, you're protecting your mind, your heart, your body, and you're there. And you're able to be within that space without worrying about anything coming at you. And I noticed that the more I practice at this, you know, technique, it's not really a technique, but at this, the more I practice at it, the more I realize that, yeah, you're right. There is a safe space within me. And I can take advantage of it whenever I want. I can be there and I can relax and I can just be within myself. And it's okay. Whatever is going on outside of me, whatever is going on around me, I have nothing to worry about. I am here and everything is fine and it's okay to be here in this moment in time. I don't need to run away. I don't need to freak out. I don't need to yell or be in rage because everything is okay within me and I'm here and I'm safe. And that's really the idea of safety. I think introverts are always looking for that safe space. And of course, our apartments, our empty apartments, are a safe space for sure, and bathrooms and things like that. But in general, you can also consider your body and your mind to be a space, safe space. No one can really intrude upon it, unless they're physically intruding upon it, like, you know, grabbing your body or things like that. But mostly, it doesn't really happen that way. You know, most people are pretty respectful. So you have this safe space to escape to. So you have nothing to worry about. It's basically my message to you. Yes, there are opportunities for us to be open and, you know, spending time with extroverts. But when we're done with it and we want to come back within ourselves, we are allowed to do that in so many different ways. We can walk away from that area. We can go to a different part of the city, part of the country. We can travel and run away that way. But if you don't have all those options, the main thing you can really do is just sit there and be within yourself and escape and hide and live there for a bit and just recuperate your energy and yourself and then go back out again, which is what I did. You know, I'd recuperate myself and then I'd leave again and I'd come back again and I'd leave again and come back again. I hope this makes sense. I hope I was able to explain myself to you. It was really something that came up for me in this festival because I realized I have this safe space within me and I would escape in it and I felt good. I felt rejuvenated and excited and happy. And so I thought I'd share this with you. I'm sure all of you are doing this already. And if you are, I'd love to hear from you. If you're not, I hope that you will take this as an idea to try in your life. Just try and see how it goes for you. Of course, if you guys have any comments or suggestions for future videos, comment below. And if you're interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon or Ko-fi link. They're both in the description below. Thank you so much for watching. I shall see you guys the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shakar. Bye for now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.